This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man accused of attacking a Grand Junction TV reporter has a history of mental health challenges. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
Patrick Egan is accused of assault and bias-motivated crimes after he followed a reporter, questioned his nationality, and then tackled him. At his second court appearance, Egan's public defender noted a history of mental health challenges and that he was a Marine Corps veteran. The judge in the case declined to lower Egan's $20,000 bond, noting concerns for public safety. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
After years of discussions on how to improve education funding, the state finally has a price tag on what it will take. Two state commission studies released today detail the resources students, teachers, schools, and districts need in order to meet state standards and requirements. Tracy Rainey is with the Colorado School Finance Project, which worked on one of the studies.
A good way to think about it maybe is if you're going to go out and build a building, you're going to get a blueprint done and a cost analysis done to figure out, can you build what you want to build? What we're doing here now is we've created an education system and put expectations in place, but we had never done the cost analysis. Now we have that.
These studies have been submitted to the state to inform potential legislative bills in the upcoming session. Meanwhile, there's a high risk of avalanches in the Central Mountains through the weekend. That's according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Yesterday, a backcountry skier triggered one on Berthoud Pass. Meanwhile, expect a chance for freezing fog tomorrow morning across Denver and Fort Collins. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.